Welcome back to Two-Way Talk here on Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, absolutely the voice of the community. I'm Anthony McCarthy. Shermel Wiggs is the Community Outreach Director at Black Girls Vote. They have an extraordinary event coming up this Saturday, and she's going to tell us about that event and why Black Girls Vote is making such a huge difference in registering people to participate in elections. Shermel, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Thank you so much. It is an honor and a privilege to be here.
It's great to have you here. I have been a huge fan of Black Girls Vote for a very, very long time. Now, tell us a little bit about the history of Black Girls Vote.
Wow, absolutely. Where do I start? Well, Black Girls Vote is, it was actually started and founded by our founder and CEO, Nikedra Nike Robinson, back in November of 2015. And pretty much, you know, she actually saw that there was a need in our community, and she understood that it all, you know, started with policy. It all started with, you know, the vote. Mm-hmm. And she started Black Girls Vote, got the domain name, and about a year later, some things transpired. I believe that there was a young gentleman who had unfortunately lost his life here in Baltimore City, and she said, you know what, I got to act on it now. And she started Black Girls Vote. She reached out to, you know, some close friends, and we launched at Western High School.
Wow.
And I was there at that meeting because she had called me. We had been friends for a long time. And she said, I am starting Black Girls Vote. And I said, when and where? I'm there. I am there. And so so that's how we actually got started. Mm-hmm. So we are a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization where we engage people of all ages, but specifically between the ages of 18 to 25, where we really want to be able to educate them on the importance of their vote and why it's so important for them to be able to exercise that right.
I listen to Nike and all of the dynamic leaders of Black Girls Vote, and they talk about your voice being important. Your voice is your vote. You have to participate in the process to make the world a much better place. Yeah. And that's certainly what you all are doing. Why are you involved in Black Girls Vote?
Well, first and foremost, you know, when you have someone, you know, that you have great relationships with, you know, and they give you a call and say, hey, look, this is what I'm going to do.
That's right.
Yeah. And it aligns, right? It aligns with, you know, what you want to, you know, who, you know, your core beliefs. Right. Mm-hmm. I've always believed in voting. I am a Black woman. Right. And I want to be able to empower people, you know, who look like me to be able to really understand that our vote is connected to everything that we do. And that is the reason why they fight so hard to be able to, you know, stop us from being able to vote. And so that is really the main reason why I actually got involved. One, it was a good friend who got me hook, line, sinker, and the cause. And sometimes when you understand when it's bigger than you,
yeah,
then that's when you really go in full wholeheartedly.
Now, Black Girls Vote is known for its work on the campuses of HBCUs like Morgan State University. Tell me how you all are doing on HBCUs and what are you doing on HBCUs?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the great things that we have started within our organization is that we have a collegiate chapter committee that we actually have, and that actually is ran by, we have different committees within, and we started our first inaugural chapter was at Morgan State University, and we are now have expanded. We're at American University,
wow.
We're at Howard University, and you know, and North Carolina A&T. I cannot forget about them. And those ladies are doing such such amazing work on the campuses, engaging the students. And you would think that with them being at school, that they would, that the students would already be involved with
that's
that
right.
process.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are not. Mm. And it's just because of the fact that they're not being exposed prior to going to college. So when they see an organization called Black Girls Vote, they're intrigued to learn more. And we're engaging all people today to let them know how important their vote is, no matter their color, their skin, their creed, and their nationality.
And the other thing I've heard you all say, and I've been to some of your incredible events, is that you are engaging men as well. Black Girls Vote really registers all people to engage in the process.
Absolutely, absolutely. We actually had a campaign that we created some buttons and T-shirts said, "This guy supports Black Girls Vote," right? And it was so good. It was so good. So many guys love it. And it's amazing because, you know, again, they understand that, you know, the men, you know, we want to be able to stand in support of these women, mm-hmm. to be able to let them know that you matter, right? Your voice matters. You know, what you think matters. What you do in this world matters. So we register everyone.
That's nice. What would you say if someone said to you, now I want my listeners to listen very closely, because all of us hear people say, I don't want to vote. It's not important for me to vote. I'm not going to vote. What do you say to people when you hear people say that their vote just doesn't matter? It's not important.
Absolutely. And that's definitely something that we hear a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing I tell people. I said, they're betting on you to say that.
They're betting on it. Yes.
They're betting on you to say that. And the thing is people don't realize is that if you keep telling someone the same thing over and over and over again, eventually people will start to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And people are now aware that they feel as though that it doesn't vote, or because my candidate didn't win. And it's not necessarily because of the fact that your candidate didn't win that your vote doesn't count.
That's
it's just
right.
That not enough people voted for your particular candidate, right? And we want people to be able to understand that, you know, you are valued. And when you are valued, you will vote, right? And when we talk about you are valued, your ability to be able to provide a decent income for your family, the ability to be able to send your child to a safe school, to be in a safe environment, ability to be able to, you know, not be frowned on because of the color of your skin in 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your creed, your religion, your sex, your preference. And all of that is important and is all attached to your vote. The ability to be able to get paid equal pay. And in the words of our founder, Nike Robinson, right? Voting is a vibe, honey.
Ooh.
Get into it.
Get into it. I love it. So Black Girls Vote is on fire.
Yes.
There is an event on Saturday. Tell us about this event.
Yes, yes. Our outreach community team came up with an amazing idea to be able to have fire. They said fire. I said, ooh, fire. Wait a minute. Hold on. BGV. Then I said, ooh, BGV is on fire. Let's connect and create a special community partnership with the Baltimore City Fire Department. And we reached out to some connections that we had
mm-hmm.
Within the fire department, and they have opened up their doors and an opportunity for Black Girls Vote to be able to partner with them and engage the people of Baltimore City, not only to be able to educate them on the importance of their vote and to get them registered to vote, but also to be able to give them strategies on how to be able to, you know, prevent fires and what you need
That's
to know.
Right.
You know, in cases of an emergency, right?
Mm-hmm.
So important. So we will be giving out pamphlets and information, some giveaways, some goodies, things like that. Something, you know, it's going to be something for everyone. So we will be out in the streets. You will see us. You will most definitely hear us. So we will actually be at Engine 29. And that will actually be on this Saturday.
That's right.
Which is October 16th from 11 to 2.
Mm. And
we're so excited.
No, and Engine 29 is at 4312 Park Heights Avenue.
Yes.
And so this is very important. 11 to 2 Saturday, you can get registered to vote. You will hear all about fire safety, but you will also hear about the upcoming elections and how you can engage in making sure your voice is heard. Now, if you have a question for Shamel Wiggs, give us a call right now at 410-319-8888. If you'd like to get registered, if you'd like to find out how you get registered, if there's something else you want to get involved in, give us a call at 410-319-8888, and we'll try our best to answer your questions. So the other thing is, I think the Black Girls Vote on Fire is very exciting for this Saturday. The other thing is that how can people support the great work of Black Girls Vote? Can they make contributions to your organization? Can they volunteer with your organization? How can they get involved in this great Black Girls Vote?
A great, great question. I'm so glad that you asked that. So there are multiple opportunities that's available for individuals to be able to learn more about us, work with us. Of course, you can always follow us on social media. Mm-hmm. All of our socials are Black Girls Vote, right?
Okay.
And you can also email us at info@blackgirlsvote.com. You can, find us there. And of course, our regular website, blackgirlsvote.com. Mm-hmm. You can volunteer with us. We have different committees. Again, I actually head the community outreach, where we are actually boots on the ground, right?
That's
we
right.
are everywhere. We're in the malls. We're in the high schools. Matter of fact, this just past week, it was Voter Education Week, and BGV had a high school voter registration challenge.
Wow.
And it was with Patterson High School, Poly, Vivian T. Thomas, and Western High School. And the school who actually got the most registered voters won a pizza party on Black Girls Vote and also Lido's Pizza. And let me share with you how amazing these students were. We registered over 230 students.
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing.
Give that number one more time. You registered. We're talking about high school students right now. How many students?
230.
Whoa.
Yes. When I tell you we are on fire, we are on fire. Okay. And we are impacting everyone. So not only can you volunteer and do those events with us, but you can also donate, to our cause, our BGV for her. We are always doing initiatives for young Black women to be able to educate them and engage them. Mm-hmm. And then we also have our big fundraiser coming up.
That's right.
November 19th. It is actually Black Girls Vote Ball. It will be at...
Will it be in person? Yes. I'm so happy about this, because people dress up, people just dancing and just having a great time celebrating Black Girls Vote.
Yes, yes. If you, we missed last year, right?
That's
because
right.
Because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be somewhere, you need to be there at the ball, because it is going to be spectacular. We have amazing guests and honorees that we're going to be honoring that are doing some amazing things in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, it's just going to be so good. So, so good. So get your tickets now. You can go to our website. You can, contact us directly. And, the tables are selling out. We have almost 400 tickets sold.
Oh, my goodness. I have got to get my ticket so I can be there. It is the place to be.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It is. It is. And we're excited about it and excited to see everyone. And we will be respectful and, following
of course.
Protocols mm-hmm. and, absolutely making sure everybody's safe and being respected.
Shamel, we have a caller. Hi, Key. Always great to hear from you. Welcome to Two Way Talk.
Yes, good afternoon to you, Brother Anthony McCartney. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
And to you, Sister Shamel.
Thank you.
I'm a longtime supporter of the Black Girls Vote, and I'm a city firefighter.
This man has saved my life more than once. I just want to put it on the record. This man has saved my life more than once. Anyway, go ahead, Heike.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little jealous that y'all are in Park Heights and didn't start in Westport Cherry Hill.
Uh-oh.
No, but there's some great guys and sisters and brothers up there in Park Heights, so I appreciate that. I appreciate the work and the great sound that Nikidra is doing. So I just encourage everybody to come on out and support the Black Girls What is Black Girls on Fire? All right.
Black Girls Vote on Fire.
Definitely. Yeah. And Haki, we're going to be talking about an event you're involved with later this week.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So I really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you all.
I'm so excited that he came on because when we talk about this special relationship that we're doing with Baltimore City Fire Department, this won't be the only station, the only
house that
we will be at. We will definitely be all over Baltimore. So don't feel left out. Your turn is coming. So everybody get ready.
Get ready. So now I was just reading through my notes real quick, and I understand that Shirley Chisholm holds a very special place in the heart of Black Girls Vote. Tell my listeners about the connection Shirley Chisholm and Black Girls Vote.
Okay. Oh my goodness. What an amazing, amazing opportunity to be able to always talk about, Miss Shirley Chisholm. That is the reason why, we were founded in November. Black Girls Vote was actually founded on November 30th, 2015, which is actually Shirley Chisholm's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And as everyone knows, she was the first African-American woman in Congress back in 1968. Mm-hmm. And, she was the first, African-American to seek nomination for presidency.
That's right.
And so, she has a special place in my heart, because we are part of the same sorority. But also because of the fact that Black Girls Vote was founded on her birthday. So and what she fought for and the amazing accomplishments that she was able to accomplish, we want to be able to walk in her footsteps.
That's wonderful. Now, let's make sure that we give out this information. We mentioned two things. Let's give out the date again so people can be preparing for your gala. And then let's give out the information for Saturday on where it's going to be, what time it's going to be.
Yes. So this Saturday is Black Girls Vote on Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be at the Engine 29, and I just missed the address.
That's right, 4312 Park Heights Avenue.
Thank you.
So Shermel, we're getting some texts from folks who are listening. They want to know, how old do you begin registering people?
Great question. So in order for you to be able to get registered to vote, the age is 16.
Oh, okay.
Yes, a lot of people do not know that.
Okay.
Especially when we were in the high schools all last week. They didn't know. They thought it was 18. To get registered to vote, you have to be 16 years of age. However, to cast your vote,
you must be
18. Yes.
And we're getting another text here. Does Black Girls Vote register felons?
Yes. So if you have completed, your term as far as, your duties and you have paid your dues back to, and you are not on parole or probation, you actually can not only get registered to vote, but you can vote.
So this is very interesting, and I think people need to get excited about registering everybody in your house, registering all your family members, getting people engaged in the process. And Black Girls Vote will do it for you. I mean, you have an organization that is geared up and ready to go to register people, and they can do it for you.
Yeah.
Now, what do people need to bring with them on Saturday, or really anytime you're registering people? What do people need to bring with them to register?
Great question. So the only thing that you need to be able to have is either the last four of your Social Security number, not the whole thing, just the last four, or your state-issued ID.
Oh, really? That's it?
Yep. Your driver's license or, permit, whatever, as long as the state issued. Either one of those two, they will be able to verify that you are at least 16 years or older, and they could be able to put you in the system, and you can get your voter registration card.
Now, No. I was just thinking, people are just inundated. I don't know why they just don't call us, but they're inundating us with texts. They're hearing them. They just want to know these things. Is there a place online where people can register to vote?
Yes, you can actually go to the Board of Elections page, and you can actually find out, how to be able to get voted, registered to vote on their website.
Mm, that's important.
Yep.
Now, do you have to go from state to state to register people? Do you all do that?
So we are only, our volunteers are mm-hmm. only certified to be able to register
in Maryland.
Here in Maryland.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
However, again, with us expanding to the colleges, we're in
that's
some
right.
other states as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, we call it Black Girls Vote, but this isn't open to just young girls. Any woman, any age can get involved in Black Girls Vote, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We want everyone.
Everybody.
We
Lottie,
want everybody.
Dottie,
everybody. Everybody, because everybody's vote counts. So
that's
we
right.
want everybody to be here and to be able to help us engage the community, because that is really how you let people, you have to teach people how to treat you, right? And the only way that you can teach people how to treat you is you actually have to make your voice heard.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you all participate? Do you all get volunteers to participate in the elections, like early voting, volunteering at the polls or anything like that? Signing
yes.
up as poll watchers or poll workers?
So we actually have not done the poll workers yet, but what we have, so like last year, of course, you know, we had the big election last year, and we did a, we had like party at the polls.
Oh, that's
and,
right. Yes. Yeah,
we had live, we had DJs, we had
yeah, food, all kind of stuff. That's
all
right.
All types of stuff. Yes. And balloons and it was amazing. We were at about four different locations, poll locations, where we're just encouraging people to stay in line.
That's right.
stay in line so you can cast your vote. And, you know, for those people who are interested in learning more about us, you know, we also, you know, offer our T-shirts and merchandise and things like that. So, yeah, so most of it was really, more, again, just encouraging them and keeping them entertained while they had to wait in line to be able to go cast their vote.
Now, we have elections coming up next year.
Yes.
So it's another exciting time for us to really get people engaged and excited about voting. Now, what are some of the stories that you've heard from people when it comes to registering to vote, participating in the vote, participating in the process?
One of the main things that people, ask us and want to know more is really about the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And the platform, you know, they don't really know, who to vote for, except for if you talk to a friend or family. And that's one of the things that we want to be able to make sure that we are taking out the time to give them the information that they need. And again, with us being nonpartisan, we don't support
that's
any
right.
particular candidate. So all we do is we give them, information on how to find that candidate and to learn more about their platform and, what policies that they actually are supporting. And again, just really just helping people understand the process, the important dates that they need to be aware of, and letting them know that, hey, the election judges, your local, city council, like there are positions that you have the
right to
hire these people. These are jobs.
These are well-paying jobs.
Yes, and they have to get your approval, which is your vote.
This is very important. Folks, this Saturday, October the 16th from 11 to 2 p.m. at Engine 29. And as Shamel said now, they're going to be at Engine 29 on Saturday, 4312 Park Heights Avenue. But that's not where it's going to end. Over the next couple of months, they're going to be at other fire stations working with Baltimore City Fire Department to really get the word out about voting and fire safety. A great partnership. I think we have a lot going on in working in our favor.
Yeah.
Now, is there a cutoff date for people to register to vote?
So right now you always have the cutoff for It's not until next year.
Next year, good. Yeah. So, folks,
so we have time.
So, folks, you have plenty of time to get registered. Go to the website, go to the social media, find out about where Black Girls Vote are, and get in that room and register to vote, participate in the process. Shamel Wells Wiggs is the community director, the director of community outreach for Black Girls Vote. Thank you for spending your time with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. We have so many more things that are coming up. Please, everybody, don't forget about the ball.
That's right.
November 19th.
Get your tickets now.
Yes. And we are also going to be doing, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we are doing Black Girls Vote Pink Pumpkin Pop-Up.
All right.
And Pink, that's going to be on October 30th. So follow us on social media to get more information about where we will be. All of the kids will get free Halloween candy.
Oh, nice.
To go out and enjoy, you know, and be able to really be able to just show homage, pay homage to people who have, you know, with breast cancer
That's
awareness.
That's right. Shamel, will you come back again and talk about that with our listeners?
I
want to spread the word about all the great work of Black Girls Vote.
Yes, and we'll be able to give out more information exactly where we will be, so any and everybody can come and you know, and engage us and get some information and free candy for the baby.
Black Girls Vote on Fire this Saturday. Show up, register to vote, get it done and out of the way. And they have a lot of wonderful events coming up. We're going to keep you informed. Thank you, Shamel.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful and blessed evening.
So, folks, there it is, a great event taking place this Saturday. If you have an event that you want to tell us about or that you want us to know about, just send us the information, and we will get it on the air and educate our listeners. Thanks for being with me today. Let's remember Cara Williams, my co-host, as she and her family go through this loss together. Two-Way Talk is a production of WEAA 88.9 FM here on the campus of Morgan State University. Two-Way Talk is produced by Justina Pollard, engineered by Sean McBean. Stay tuned for the Morgan News Hour and join us again tomorrow at 4 p.m. for another edition of Two-Way Talk. Have a great night.